Now shall we read together, please, in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8, and we like to read verse 35. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'll turn please to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians and chapter 15, please. 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now please to John chapter 16, the Gospel of John in chapter 16. And verse 31, John 16 and verse 31, Jesus answered them, do ye not believe? Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Now for our last reading in 1 John chapter 5, please. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotteth or begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If you receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Now again, we pray that the Lord will bless the reading of his word to every one of us and what we have heard through this day. Now we all agree, I'm sure, that we are living in very difficult times. So often we hear the question is asked, what is or what shall the end be and where is this world gone and where it will have come to? With other words, when we look around us, I'm sure that we all do agree that we look to the time that the Lord soon will come. On the other hand, I believe when we listen to what is going on around us in the world, it often discourages us as we think about it, how many that we have known and are gone from amongst us. Not only that, but even the world today, the testimony of Christianity is smeared by the things that we sometimes hear. People look and ask the question, what is a Christian? And I spoke to someone last week, as he said, you know, sometimes I feel so lonesome. And I asked myself, you know, how come that there is so little fellowship even amongst the believers? I believe if there is one thing that's necessary in the days that we are living in, is that indeed we need the fellowship of brothers and sisters. We have heard a little about it this afternoon, and I believe that even in the days when it is getting darker at a time, that what will strengthen us is the fellowship of the believers and the absolute assurance that we know that God has in his Son given us that what is needed, indeed eternal life, but what is necessary to keep clean of the world and to bear a testimony till the end. Now what is before me this evening is likely what you have seen, the word overcomer. You know, we have asked the question sometimes, what is an overcomer? You know, we turn to the last book of the Bible and we read of the seven churches. And we read in every one of them after the warning that he that had an ear, let him hear. And you see then there is given a certain thing of correction and God speaks about the overcomer. Now, is it possible for the Christian to be an overcomer in this world? You know, like speaking to Saul was, he said, well, if I look at myself, I feel very weak. I cannot say tonight, if I look at myself, that I am an overcomer. And yet, I believe that the scriptures make it very clear what is, first of all, an overcomer. A description of it. And I believe an overcomer is one that has gained the victory. As the Bible says, he's a conqueror. He has overcome. He is the one that is absolute assurance as aware, a man that has come back from the battle, and he can rejoice in knowing the enemy is slain. You know, when you see an army that has won the victory, they come in triumphant. They are absolute enjoying the victory. And I believe what we are missing, as we even heard this afternoon, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, not to think how weak we are, and nobody has to tell us that. I don't think there is anyone, a Christian, that feel, you know, that he is so strong. But you know, that's the Bible says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. For this simple reason, that when I feel my weakness, I'm cast more on the power of God. You know how it is when you feel there are certain things before us, and as we have heard, sickness, or problems, or difficulties. You know, the first thing I believe as a believer, what is it that we do? We cry to God. Of course, that's our strength. You know, I think there is nothing greater that even today, as we are set under the sound of the gospel, you know, and we have searched our own heart, that we feel, yes, we do come short. We feel weak. We are not what we would like to be. And yet, you know, I believe there's none of us that like to be losers. You know, I believe when we look in our lives, even as children, you know, we like to win. We like to conquer. Really, that's in the heart of man. And you know, none of us like to lose. And yet, you see, Satan is using his weapon, as it were, to discourage us and to get us down, especially in the days that we are living in. Indeed, there is much confusion. There's much to discourage us. But you know, on the other hand, thank God, there is much to encourage us. Now, first of all, a conqueror is one, or an overcomer is one, who has conquered. One who has gained the victory. And I know if you stand in front of the mirror and you would look at yourself, and you said, am I a conqueror? Have I gained the victory? And of course, Satan will come right and say, well, look, there's so many things yet in your life, and you know, you feel, oh my, I'm losing. And on the other hand, brother and sister, thank God, yes, we can have the victory, and we can rejoice this evening, and yes, we do can say, thank God, we are victors. We do have conquered. Positionally, yes, in Christ. You know, in this world, the Bible, or the Lord says, you will have tribulation, but, you know, we're encouraged to rejoice because He says, I have overcome the world. I thank God for it. No, in myself, I hope, and in any one of us here tonight, no, we feel that, you know, we don't have the power in the flesh. But thank God, in Christ, we have gained the victory, and the question directly is asked, what have we gained? Which victory have I gained in my life? Now, first of all, he who is a Christian has gained the victory over Satan. And of course, then again, we can first say, have I won the victory over Satan? You know, so often, you know, I can say with the Apostle Paul, the good that I like to do, I do not. You know, I feel that I come short. I start off the day fresh, and I have new desires and good desires to do the right thing. You just heard not so long ago. And yet, you know, before maybe even an hour has passed, some things has happened, you know, on breakfast table, or with the children, you know, that the flesh has acted up, and you feel, oh, I'm defeated. You know, I'm not what I would like to have been today. Or maybe you carry on, maybe half the day, or even to the evening. And you know, before you go to bed, I hope you do, you know, you go on your knees, and, you know, you feel you have come short. And yet, you know, thank God, we have gained a victory over Satan. And of course, again, it is positionally when we think what Christ has overwon. Yes, He overwon Satan, and He has gained the victory for us. And brother and sister, we can thank God tonight that we have the strength to overcome even Satan. We were talking about it again this afternoon. You know, and a young Christian, he says, you know, I feel that I'm so weak. Do I have the strength to overcome sin? And of course, God has given us the Holy Spirit. And He has given us the strength to overcome. But listen, brother, there is a responsibility from your side. There's first of all a willingness to allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life. You see that idea that we so often have heard that a man gets filled by the Holy Spirit and everything at once, you know, seems to be different. You know, that is kind of deceiving. You know, the moment we do get saved, we did receive the Holy Spirit. But you know, brother and sister, it is only in the measure that you will allow that power to work in your life that you can, as it were, gain the victory over the flesh. Don't try to do it in the flesh. You'll never gain the victory. Just like I said, how often you might have started off with great plans, new desires, seeking to do the right thing. And you know, like one time a sister said, well, I will show the Christian that I am saved. Well, you don't have to show the Christians. You prove yourself. You know, only in the measure that you allow the power of the Holy Spirit work and command or commit yourself to that leading and guidance, you know, you will experience that victory. But thank God, positionally, we do have the victory in our life. And of course, not only have we overwon Satan, but we also have overwon death. That's what we have been reading about. That is swallowed up in victory. And thank God for it. You know, yes, there is still the sting of that, and there is still the fear of that. But you know, on the other hand, isn't it true, when we really come down to it, we thank God that in Christ, we have gained the victory over death. You know, like we have often said, none of us look forward to it. And yet, you know, when we come to it, to the point that we have to realize, we love to go to heaven, our brother and sister, if the Lord does not come, we all have to go through a time of death. But you know, thank God, on the other hand, there is a victory. Yes, Christ has gained the victory over death. And then, of course, there is the world around us. We have gained the victory over the world. I have overcome the world. That's what the Lord Jesus says. I haven't overcome the world in the flesh. No, I haven't. But again, the same thing is real, is true, that in Christ, I have the strength to overcome the world, a worldly system. You know, I was thinking about a worldly system, and you know, I was really surprised to think of it, that this world is controlled by Satan. Oh, yeah, allowed by God and by the Spirit, as it were, the things that are happening. Because it is the result of sin that has entered into this world. And at this moment, the power is in the hands of Satan. Because, you see, when the Lord was tempted in the wilderness, even Satan, I think it's in Luke chapter 4, I think it's verse 33, I'm not too sure, but it's in Luke's Gospel 4, Satan says to the Lord Jesus, that this power is given unto me. You see, I believe in the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, he lost that fellowship and the dominion that God had given to him. And at this moment, Satan is, as it were, the ruler in this world. And he offered it to the Lord Jesus. And of course, you know what the Lord Jesus' answer was. You know that he was not willing to bow before Satan, that God is the only one to worship. Sad to say, there's many a one today, and as we have heard, Christians that would bow to the point to worship the world and get something of the earthly goods. But you know, thank God we have overcome the world in Christ, and again, we do have the strength to overcome. Now, time would not allow us to get in anymore, but the next thing is, what is an overcomer? The description of an overcomer. And the first thing is, faith overcomes the world. We have been reading that he that believeth in the Son of God has overcome the world, has conquered the world. Now let me say this tonight. First of all, if you're not saved, you are a loser. Now that's a hard word, if you want to call it that. You see, because you are no overcomer. You are losing out, maybe not in the things of the world, but you're losing out for the purpose that God has brought you in this world. You see, God has brought us in this world, we were born here, so that we could prepare for eternity which is ahead. And if tonight you're not saved, you're living in your sin, you see, you're losing out. Oh, you might gain a few things here, but the greatest loss, as you often say, to lose your wealth is much. To lose your health is more. But listen, to lose your soul is such a loss that no one can restore. May God help you tonight, if the gospel will be preached, to realize that if you're not saved, you are not an overcomer. But thank God, the overcomer is one who by faith, first of all, has accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Faith overcomes the world. Faith can look forward and gain strength. Faith can say, like the apostle could say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Now let me put a word of warning in here. It's not that you can live in the world and do what you like and then at a certain time say, well, you know, yes, I'm strength, like someone said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. You know, it is a life that is to be lived, that we have to live before God. And it is then that in Christ that we have the victory. And then we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that first of all, it is faith that overcomes. And then, of course, there is the love that we read about. He that loved his brethren. He shows that he's an overcomer. If you want the test tonight, if you're a Christian, then first of all, you can ask that question. Have I believed that Christ died for me on the cross? Do I believe that I have received that Holy Spirit that can work in my life? And the next test that you could ask yourself, do I love the brethren? Do I love God? Oh, you said, first of all, the love to the brethren, is this more important than the love of God? Well, listen, brother, they go together. If any man says that he loved God and not his brother, he makes himself a liar. If anyone says, I love my brother, he would not love God, you know, that would not work. You see, tonight I can honestly say that the first test that I can ask myself, do I love God tonight? Do I love him because that he gave his son to die for me? Can I honestly say that, as we have been singing, that he takes the first place in my life? You know, revival, first of all, you have heard, come by a willingness of holiness. If I love God, am I willing to clean up my life? Am I seeking to be, as it were, more conformed unto his likeness? Am I really asking God for guidance in my life to be more conformed unto him? Oh, I love God. You know, that can only be lip service. But you know, that's the desire in our heart. And I do believe, brothers and sisters, that in the heart of every Christian, there should be desire to please God. I believe that is. That might be very weak, but we were just talking about it again. You know, even if a Christian is away from God, there should be, the desire to get back. If there's anyone this after this evening here that, you know, you feel, yes, I have professed to be saved. And too often, you know, we hear people say, I professed to got saved on a certain date, way back, maybe 10 years, 15 years back. But you know, the Bible, really what it means, when it speaks about believing, is a continuous thing. It's not only I have believed, but thank God that even at this moment, I am believing. You know, I wouldn't be very happy tonight if I only could tell you, well, you know, it was in 1954 that I accepted Christ. I believe. But you know, thank God that even tonight, while we're standing here, yes, I still believe, after all those years, that faith hasn't changed. That is faith in God that pleases God. And you know, it's faith that gives the insurance. Never go back and just build on the time or a day when you made a commitment to God or that you professed to God saved. Brother and sister, at this moment, are you enjoying what you have believed and what you are believing? Are you enjoying that fellowship with God himself? You know, like as we speak about revival, believe me, it's not something that just comes falling out of the sky. You know, it has to be a desire of the heart. You know, as Daniel, he had purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's table, with the foot of the king's table. I believe it should be also a desire in our heart, a purpose of our heart, for me to live as Christ. You know, if we could keep that in front of us. You know, if we could always, day by day, know that God left us here not to get rich. You know, not to get ahead in this world. As you already have heard about it this afternoon. Because the world, with all the desires and pleasure, it will fade away. It will fall away one day. And you know, there's only one thing that will give a Christian joy. You know, when we live in fellowship with God himself. Oh, that fellowship. Are you looking for it? Are you longing for it? You know, or is it maybe even tonight you said, yes, I am enjoying the fellowship of the Christians. But you know, it's nice when you enjoy the fellowship with God himself. Oh, I always desire that more than anything else. And mind you, let me warn you, that is not easy. It's not something, you know, that when you look at a brother, and say, oh, well, he must be enjoying the fellowship. You know, you can't look in the heart. You know, and I can talk to you, and you might say, well, you know,
Mr. Wetter, he's enjoying real, that he's saved and in the fellowship. Oh God, you know, he must be a spiritual man. Look, you can deceive yourself. You know, only your own heart will tell you how much fellowship there is between God and you. And if there's sin in your life, there can be no fellowship. So therefore, it is so necessary that we keep short accounts with God. Now I see that time goes fast. But first of all, there is the faith that overcomes. Then there is the love that overcomes. And thank God, we will be overcomers in the end. But you know, I'm talking about not only what an overcomer is, and the description of it, but you know, the joy of an overcomer. That's the main thing. You know, when I think about it, yes, we might get discouraged sometimes, but brother and sister, I look ahead. You know, I know there's a day coming. I know when I think, what is it to overcome the world? The joy of an overcomer. You know, when I think about it, I look ahead and I know there's one day coming. That I shall be with the one who died for me on the cross of Calvary. You know, when you read the the scripture of the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, and you read what was given to the overcomers, you know, I believe that we can enjoy that. Oh yes, I look ahead one day, I believe that we will enjoy that heavenly manna. This speaks of Christ. Can you think of it, what it means to enjoy Christ? Not only by faith, but in reality? To see Him face to face? You know, just think of it. You know, to think of it that we will be clothed in garments of salvation. That sin will never more bother us. That Satan will have no more power. To think of it that we shall be there and we will wear that stone, I believe it is, with that new name that no man knoweth except the one that carries it. A stone of fellowship. Maybe some of the brethren don't believe, but I think, you know, for each Christian in a time to come in eternity, there is a personal fellowship with Christ Himself. Oh, wonderful to think of it. Can you believe that one day is coming when you shall reign with Christ? You and me reigning with Christ? Oh yes, thank God. That's the future for us. And that He will sup with us and He with me. Brother and sister, it's too much even tonight to think of. It's too much, you know, to preach on tonight. But you know, I can enjoy it in a measure. You know, when I can sit down, or even in the evening, or sometimes, what is heaven, or what is, will heaven look like? You know, some that have died and have gone on before us, what are they enjoying that might be unhappy with tonight? You know, someone has said, you know, I miss whatever my loved one. And we said, yes, we understand. And then they say, well, I don't wish them back. Why? Because when they think what they're enjoying, you know, it is a real encouragement. And when I think of it, you know, one day, you and I, we will re-overcome. We will be delivered from this world and from the flesh. And thank God, we shall be forever with Him. You know, the coming of the Lord is very near. You know, we could not miss the thing of it even tonight. You know, it may be the last conference. And maybe before this week has come to a close. You may be with the one that loves us and dies. Are you happy about it? Are you looking forward to it? Or is there still an maybe a question, a doubt in your heart? And the reason might be is that you're saved, but you're not enjoying that fellowship with God Himself. Yes, you are an overcomer. You can never be lost again. But thank God, yes, we can overcome. And we can enjoy that fellowship even now that will be in the time to come. May God bless His word.